means no, that's the boundary I set. Like a lion in the jungle, I won't let anyone cross my line. I'm a fortress, my power of no is my greatest fortress. It's like the force field, no one can penetrate. My boundaries are unbreakable, they'll always stay. I'm like the vault, I keep my treasures inside. My power of no is my greatest pride.
You fight the battles you know, the stubborn habits, the silent doubts, the old mistakes. You wrestle the unseen, new fears, shifting futures, the shadows of what might come. You carry the weight of what others think, their glances, their words, their silence. Every day you absorb distractions. News headlines, social feeds, unsolicited advice, gossip, comparisons, expectations, old memories, and self-criticism. You pick up mental clutter from everywhere, a passing comment, an endless scroll, an imagined scenario, a standard you never agreed to. You spend hours sorting through these scraps, trying to make sense of noise that doesn't matter, that never really belong to your purpose. But there's a way out. Start by asking, is this worth my time? Never give $100 an hour attention to $10 an hour information. Don't let strangers' opinion or a fleeting trend rent space in your mind. When something comes in, pause. Is it important to your survival, your success, your happiness? If not, let it pass. Limit social media to set times. Filter what you read and who you listen to. Prioritize what truly moves your life forward, your goals, your health, your relationships. For example, do you really need to argue online with someone you'll never meet? Should you replay a coworker's offhand remark all week? Are you spending hours researching a gadget you'll forget about next month? Instead, invest your energy in building skills, nurturing real connections, or simply resting your mind. The advantages are real. You reclaim focus, gain energy, and make space for growth. You stop feeling scattered and start feeling intentional. Your mind becomes a tool, not a dumping ground. Right now, write down what matters most to you. If something doesn't support those things, give it less time. Unfollow, unsubscribe, let go. Practice mini digital detoxes an hour, a morning, a day. Long term, train yourself to pause before reacting, to notice clutter, and to choose what enters your mind. Develop routines. Something is happening. Grit is forming. Wisdom is collected in the quiet. You're not empty-handed. Every round makes you stronger, more awake, more yours. Keep swinging, even if you can't see it. What you're gaining is you. So, my dearest friends, as we traverse this ever-growing clutter of noise and information, always remain true to your health and your happiness. Always be great to yourself. and share the greatness with others. Oh, yes. And by the way, because of client and listener input, I have a new podcast starting named Strong Without the Snap, designed for men who want to take control of sudden anger spikes and create a better environment for their significant other. So, my dearest friends, until next time, peace and blessings. Now, how about that?